Today's stuff is about Dalet. We're holding by the two dots all the way about five lines down from the middle of the dot, six lines down from the middle. Gufa. We said yesterday that we're going to be learning out from V'yotza chinam en kasev, but en kasev la'adon zeh, v'yesh kasev la'adon acher. And who is that adon acher? That's the av, and from there we learn out the halacha, that the av is zeicha in kasev kedusha, even on bitei nara. And that's the basis of the original drasha. So therefore, even if she is the one, if the yetziya is from a person who is an adayin, then that adayin needs to be compensated, despite the fact that the nara is the one who may be mekabel kiddushah, but the av is zeh in the kiddushah. That's specifically the way Tosfos learned the whole sugya. But I mean, the bottom line is Chorei Libe Rashi. So now, the thing that was strange was that the way that we learned V'yatza Chinam Ein Kasev, so we said yesterday that V'yatza Chinam, we had to darshan, remember the extra yud from Ein Kasev, because otherwise the pashtus of the meaning was V'yatza Chinam Elu Yumei Bagrut, and Ein Kasev refers to Yumei Narut, and that's what we would have been stuck with if Ein Kasev would have been spelled Aleph Nun Kasev, Ein Kasev. Now we have two drushes, but that first drusha doesn't even make any sense, because Lichta Rachmana Narut. I mean, why in the world would we need a drusha to tell me that there's a Yetzia now of Bagrut, if even Narut is motzi from an Adayin? I mean, so then Bagrut is just a waste of words. So let the Torah say that presenting signs of puberty is sufficient to be motzi from an Adayin, and that's all that we need. Oh, my Rab, of course it's all that we need, but how would we know what it meant if it wouldn't have said both of them? This is a case of Buzz Evely made Alzeh. In other words, because I have two Yitziot, V'yotza Chinam, and Ein Kasev, so now I know. Don't try to tell me that it's only Bagrut that's Motzi, because then why do I have two? So clearly, Narut is Motzi, but if I only said one, I would have said the one that I know is only Bagrut. And we find drushas like this, for instance. The same way that we have a drusha, Legabe Achilas Truma. So over there, the Torah says that Toshav Kohen V'sachir Lo Yom. So that teaches us that an Eved Ivri, and even an Eved Ivri who is a Nirtzah, who is going to be now working for him until Yovel, is nonetheless not considered to be Kinyan Kasvo, to be able to eat Truma, even though the owner is a Kohen. Barshenken, if he owned an Eved Knani, that Eved Knani would be able to eat Truma because it's Kinyan Kasvo. So if, there we learn, that Toshav means Zekonu Kinyan Olam. That's a Nirtzah who's going to be working until Yovel. And he's not allowed to eat Truma. Sakhir is, I mean, a Sakhir, what would I think? Stop, somebody's working for him? So Sakhir means the equivalent of Shirut, because that's what an Eved Ivri is. He's going to, you're paying him for his work, except that you're paying him in a way that's Meshavet for the next 6 years. So you're paying him for 6 years of work. So therefore, it comes to tell me that even a Sakhir who isn't Nirtzah is also not going to be eating. Certainly a regular Sakhir won't be eating, but even a Sakhir who's an Eved Ivri will not be eating Truma. So asks the Gemara over there also, asks the Brisa over there also. So then why bother telling me the din of Sakhir? If you tell me that a Toshav can't eat Truma, isn't it obvious that a Sakhir can't eat Truma? So you omar Toshav alo yamer Sakhir. Vani omer, I can figure out myself. If a konui kinyan ola, eino ochel, so koshikein a konui kinyan shanim lo koshikein, that he's unable to eat, even a nirza can't eat Truma. So there the Brisa explains, because ilu kein, if you had only said Toshav, so ayiti omer, Toshav means a konui kinyan shanim. In other words, the guy is going to be living with him for the next 6 years. So you might think that he should be able to eat Truma. Kamashma that he can't eat Truma. But if he would be a Konoi Kinyan Olam, so then Erechinam, he would be able to eat Truma. So I would have thought that Toshav Zekonoi Kinyan Shanoim, but Erechinam, Konoi Kinyan Olam, is able to eat Truma Ochel. Comes along now Sakhir to teach us that, no, what I mean when I say Toshav is in contradistinction to the Sakhir, in which case I now know that Bas Sakhir v'limeid al Toshav, it teaches me what the meaning of Toshav is. The meaning of Toshav is Af al pi shekanui kinyan olam, nonetheless he's not Ochel, but you're right. Bottom line is it's a Kal v'chomer, but this is the way which I know the meaning of Toshav. So the same thing is true over here. Bottom line is there's a Yetziya of Narut, but the only way I know the Yetziya of Narut, for which Bagrut is a Kal v'chomer, so is by telling me the din of the two. Now that I have the two, I know that we're referring to a Yetziya of Narut. But if I had only had one, I would have assumed that the one that is being referred to, the Yatzah Chinam, is Yatzah Chinam of Beggar, not of Narut. So it makes perfectly good sense. Amalei Abaye, what makes perfectly good sense? It makes no sense at all. The Torah doesn't say nonsensical statements. The Torah will tell you a statement. You want to say you can learn it out of a Kal v'chomer, fine. That's not a problem, because where you have a limud that was learnable out of a Kal v'chomer, the Torah says it anyway. So we have a cloud, and mil tadati b'Kal v'chomer tarach v'katav l'akra. Sometimes the Torah says the truth. The truth is, a toshav doesn't eat, a socher doesn't eat. I mean, these are two different cases. You said, I could have known it from a Kal v'chomer. No, okay, you could have known it from a Kal v'chomer, but you didn't. The reason I didn't want you to know it from the Kal v'chomer was because, l'maisa, this is the easiest way anyway for me to get the information to you, which one is which. But even if I had said to you openly, not the word toshav, I would have said nirtza. Would you have been bothered if I also would have said that the Sakhir? You would have said, what do I need Sakhir? I don't know. But sometimes the Torah writes something that's learnable from a Kal Vachomer. It's not a problem. But you can't tell me a case which is absurd. What do you mean? A beggar is Yotze. A Bogeret now is Yotze. What do you mean a Bogeret is Yotze? There's no such thing as a Bogeret at Yotze. Because the moment that she was already a Nara, she was already Yotza. So how can the Torah tell me a case that cannot exist? It's nonsense. This is not similar at all. The Torah will never use a word just to teach me something when it ends up that that word doesn't mean anything because the concept is absurd. There will never be a Yitziyav Bagrut from an Adar. And let's just see that inside. So Taina is now. Omar le Abaye, Taina is Abaye. It's not comparable at all. Because Atam, Trey Gufenin, the Chinami Kotev Achwena Toshav Nirtza lo Yochal. Over there you have two separate individuals and the case exists of a Nirtza and a Sokir. Had the Torah made it very clear what the Toshav means, without needing for you to come on to Buzz Evelim and Elza, would have said the Farish, a Nirtza lo Yochal. And it still would have said Sakhir. Well, it still would have been Kotev Idach, okay? So what would your problem have been? What do I need Sakhir? And you would have said, Avi Sakhir Mildadatya B'Kal V'Chomer. The only problem is that I could have derived the Sakhir from a Kal V'Chomer, and I'm concerned that the Torah told it to me. We would have answered you that Mildadatya B'Kal V'Chomer, Torach V'Katav Lakra. But over here, there's no such thing as a Bogeret who wasn't first a Nara. So Bagrut occurs now 6 months after Narut. According to some shitas of the Rishayim, it can occur even before if she presents additional secondary signs of puberty. But Avol Hacha Chad Gufayi. So therefore, there's no way in which you would have one. So Kinafkala Benarut. If she already was Yotze from the Oda in Benarut, what in the world is she doing there as a Bogeret? So where is the Yitzia of Bagrut? So how can the Torah discuss in the same person a woman who was Yotze Benarut and now will be Yotze Benarut? Isn't that absurd? So Bagrut, my boy, Gabe, what is she doing with this Odain if she's a Bogeret? Alamar Abaye, therefore explains Abaye. No. There's a case where a Bogeret is Yotze from an Adon. What is that case? She's an Islandic. So if she's an Islandic, she never presents signs of puberty, and therefore she's never a Nara, by definition. So all that happens is that ultimately, when she presents signs of Islandic, or when she reaches now already the age of 20, and at that point we say, okay, so this is no longer a Katana, she becomes now a Gedola. Okay, so that means she goes directly from Katnus to Beggar. Okay, so there is such a thing. So Beggar of Ilonit indeed is a separate case. And we see from there that there's two separate Yitziyot. A Yitziyah of Bogeret and a Yitziyah of Narut. Obviously they can't apply to the same person, but they don't have to apply to the same person. So Salka Da'atei Chamina, I might have thought that Narut Tepuk, that maybe the Torah presents a Yitziyah, a Chinam of puberty, but Bagrut, just attaining one's majority, lo tepuk. Kamash v'lan, therefore comes along the pasuk to teach me that there are two yitziyot. Makifla, my baravashi. What do you mean? I would have thought that benarot tepuk, bagrut lo tepuk. Does that make sense? V'lat kal v'chomer hu. If simanim are always not as powerful as bagrut, I'll prove it to you. Because let's say that she presents simanim of puberty. V'shiyotze mershut aviyah. No. Anara, as we learned yesterday, both in terms of Maisiyah Dea and the Benurea Beit Aviyah for Hataras Nadar. The halacha is that she's still in Rishut Av. So Masimanim, she'im motzin Rishut Av. And nonetheless, they're motzin Rishut Adon. Bagrut is motzia Mirshut Av completely. So once she's a Bogeret, she's never, the only time that we find the Torah is Mezaka, an Av in a daughter is either Benara, Aviyah Nara, Benurea Beit Aviyah. It's always stresses the Nara element. So therefore, we know that the Yitzia of Bagrut is more powerful than the Yitzia of Narut. So if Narut would be Motzi, so certainly Bagrut would be Motzi. What kind of silly question is that? What do you mean we would have thought? The correct way to say this, says Mar Bar Avashi, if you want to know why does the Torah tell me two separate Yitzias, one of Simone Narut and one of Beggar, it's not to tell me that an island is Yotze B'Bagrut. Of course she's Yotze B'Bagrut, because Bagrut is always better than Narut. But the Chiddush is that there is such a thing as an islandist that's Yotze B'Bagrut. Because I might have thought if you had only mentioned puberty as Yotze Chinam En Kasev, so then what I would have said is, and what about a girl who will never achieve puberty? She's an islandist. So then I would say, you know what? She can't be sold in the first place. The Torah was only Mezaka, a father, to sell for an Oma, a daughter, who has the option of Yitziah with Narut. But if we know that his daughter is an Islandit, so she's presented signs of Islandit early, so then we'll say she'll never be Yotzi, therefore she can't be sold in the first place. Kamash Blunder is such a thing as a Yitziah of Bagrut, which is a Kal V'Chomer, But Lamaitha, the fact that the island is can be sold, is not a Kalvachaymer. Therefore, we have a very good reason for requiring both the Yatzachina and Ein Kasev in terms of the actual halachas of sell in the first place of an Amma Ivrias. Now, we know that we're not just wasting words over here. So, Nitzchah Lele'ikar Zvina, the island, the whole point over here is that an island that can be sold in the first place. I might have thought that only a woman who is included in the parsha of the Yatzachina Ein Kasev. So the Atya Simanei Naharut, a woman who is ultimately going to bring, correct question is the Matya Simanei Naharut, one who is going to bring Simanei Naharut. So over there we have a right to say, Havi Zvina, she is able to be Zvina, it should say. Her sale is a good sale. But the lo matya simanei narut, lo havi zvina zvina. Her cell with a hay is not a cell with an olive. What it should have said in the first place. So the sale of such a daughter would not be a binding sale as an omivri at all. It would be batal. Kamash malan v'yatzachinam en kasev. Now we know why it has to say both of those two. And now each one of those has a great reason for being stated. So what was Rav Barabashi's problem with Abaye's child? Abaye's child was, it was coming to teach me that a islandit is going to be yotzei to be bagrut. So what did he say? Well, it's kavachomer. So I thought the whole basis of the question in the first place was that we're ready to accept the fact that a milta da'ati b'kavachomer torach v'katav lakra. That's what you said. So when it came to the din of tosha v'socher, you said, look over there, it doesn't bother me because milta da'ati b'kavachomer torach v'katav lakra, and therefore everything is fine. So comes along now, Bar Barabashi says, hey, what would be the point of saying now the two Yetzias, the Bagras and Iris, with Milta Dati Bakava Chomer? What do you mean, Bar Barabashi? We've been talking about Milta Dati Bakava Chomer, Torah Bakasa Lakro. What's bothering you? Ask him earlier, Bar Barabashi, Yomar Balaf Kava Chomer. Wasn't that the whole point? We just came off of explaining that Milta Dati Bakava Chomer, Torah Bakasa Lakro. So what's he saying to Abaye? Hey, I would have known Bagras from Iris. That's true, says the Gemara, but that's only Hanimile Hechda Lekal Shnui. That's a answer of last resort. We never say that we should ignore an unnecessary pasuk that could have been learned from a Kal Vachomer, because after all, the Torah speaks unnecessarily. We never say that. So, okay, what can we learn from this? If you end up saying, I don't know what it teaches us, we can say, okay, then this must be one of those cases where the Torah is saying something that we would have known. If you could figure out something you wouldn't have known, matov. But certainly you should try to figure out what you don't know. So my Rabbi actually say, well, all of a sudden we need to say that it's there for the Yitzi of Bagras. The whole way Abaye said it is outrageous. Well, I would have thought that you're only Yitzi Benaris and not but Bagras. How could I have thought such a thing? Therefore, I'm telling you that there's an excellent reason for writing it, because hey, chadikir lishnei mishanina. Where you have a way of explaining it, then please go ahead and explain. Now, the Tana, instead of learning it from the Yatzachina Ein Kasev, we already had a sniff of this limud back at the beginning of the Masechta. The Tanya ki yikach ish ishal ba'ala, v'ayayim lo timtza chen be'enav, ki matza ba'ervat davar. Now, we're bringing the whole pasuk because in the end, this sugya is going to be using this entire pasuk, including the v'yatza mi'beitov, v'shilcha, yatza mi'beitov, v'aytala ishacher, including all of that is going to be included now in the drasha. So the katavla sefer kritud v'natan biyada v'shulcha mibeito v'alcha v'aytali shacher. Let's analyze that pasuk and mine it for all it's worth, okay? So first of all, ki kach ish isha, the lashon of kicha, by definition means kesev. V'cheinu omer natati kesev asadeh kach mimeni. So that means the kinyan of kicha refers to value of kesev. So Simon, why? Exactly. The Tana now, we're saying, we're darshaning this pasuk. It's all part of the raya. We're darshaning a pasuk, kicha, kicha, bistaya from. What do we need a raya for kicha, kicha? Va'alo din, is it kavachomer? If an oma ivria, where it's ena niknet bibia, I can't purchase an oma ivria with intercourse, and nonetheless, I can't purchase her by transferring money, the kesef. So zoshin niknet bibia, where it says over here, it says the first in the pasuk, bo'ala. So that means, kicha, kisha, bo'ala. So now I know that the bo'ala is a way to the kicha, kisha. Okay, so over here she's nicknames Bibia. So you know, didn't she take on that Bekesev? I said, certainly Kesev is a broader Kenyan than Bia is. No, we're going to get to your objection is that obviously intercourse in the context of marriage makes sense, whereas it doesn't make sense in buying an Omivria, right?
Not this time.
Boy, I've been off to it twice in a row. I can't keep up with him anymore. He only used to ask the Gemara's kashas now. He's gone over
to do it already. I don't want to see that.
Okay, but it's not necessary in the pasuk. But we'll discuss this when we get to the name of Kinyan B. So now, we should be able to make a Kal V'Chomer. That's not a very good Kal V'Chomer. Because by Yavama, we know that the only thing that is Gomer bar, Yavama Yavala, Viyidma. So from there, we know what's the Yavama Yavala Viyidma. The only way to be Viyidma is Bia Gomeret above Ein Kether Shagun. Right? So now that means that we do find cases that require specifically Bia. Kether is not good enough. So maybe over here, well, it makes sense. I mean, in the context of marriage, I mean, that's the point. So you need to establish the relationship of marriage. So by Yavama, the only way to establish such a thing to be Kena Yavama as an Isha Gemura is by actually sleeping with her. So maybe by a normal woman, that's the case as well. So you'd have to now go ahead and be kind of a bia. Who's saying you'd be kind of a kesef? So yavama tochiach she niknet bivia ve'ina niknet bikesef. Okay, but that doesn't prove anything because the yavama is only suitable bivia and not by anything. I mean, you can use the shtar to be kind of yavama either. But we're going to see, again, from the same passage, we're going to see that a normal woman can be niknet shtar. So it means we're not limiting her to a romantic kinyan. A business-like kinyan is fine for a marriage. A shtar is okay. By Yavama, since the whole point is that there is no other relationship over here but the continued Ishut. Okay, I understand. So there we need Bia and Bia alone. But, I mean, over here, if an Isha is Niknet Bishtar, so then she should certainly, and she's Niknet Bivia, she should certainly be Niknet Bikesev, because even Homa Ivra can be Niknet Bikesev. So Mali Yavama, well, let's just wait till we finish to maybe include your question. So Mali Yavama, she came in Niknet Bishtar, Tomar Bezo, that is Niknet Bishtar. So therefore, we have a good right. But insanely, the bright end. So therefore, we need the pasuk tamid lomar ki kafin shisha. What? What do you mean? Why did you say, therefore, the pasuk teaches us ki kafin shisha, ki you're going to stay up front? You just proved it directly from a kavachomer, and then you say, and therefore, we need the pasuk. And therefore, we don't need the pasuk, is what you should say. Omer of Ashina, because the tan and the bright end wants you to understand, look, I'll go through all of the limudim that are passing through your head. It's all garbage. In the end, you're going to need the pasuk. Now figure it out yourself. Okay, so what am I supposed to figure out? Says Ravashi, because the Tana wants you to understand. The whole thing actually didn't make sense in the first place. It was an absurd limud. Because you're trying to bring a raya that kesef defines the kinyan of an ama ivriya, therefore koshike kesef should be able to define the kinyan of an isha. No, that is absurd. Because mala ama ivriya, shken yotza bekesef. The Torah gives a kinyan of an Amma Ivriya at Nafsha with the kinyan of Gira on Kesef. And if you want to buy the Amma Ivriya back, she wants to buy herself back. The Torah forces him to accept the money prorated for the number of days that she's worked to the time that she would have been Yotzei. And he has to accept that. So that means that Kesef achieves both directions, the kinyan in the first place, but that's because the entire thing is defined by Kesef. She can buy herself back. So that means you can buy her in the first place. A woman can't buy herself back. There's no such thing as kesef motzi. And if kesef would be motzi, it would have to be the husband giving her kesef anyway, because it would only be an additional natan biyadan, which we're going to see later on is absurd. So therefore, since kesef defines the relationship, a monetary relationship can be engaged and entered into through money, obviously. Mashenkin, where you're talking about a relationship that revolves around ishut, not money, who's to say? And indeed, people are horrified by this until today. What do you mean you buy a woman with kesef? Ridiculous. I mean, what are we buying an alma yivriya? So therefore, I can't learn out. It's not a relationship defined by value. Therefore, I need to learn out from Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, Tamud Lamar Kikach Ish. Okay, so now we have two. We have one pasuk in the context of the Av, of the Viyatzach Hinam Ein Kasev, which we dash in Ein Kasev Adon Zay Yesh Kasev Adon Acher. Who? The Av. And we have another pasuk of Kikach, which is Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron. Why do we need two? So Itzrech Lamichtav, Viyatzach Hinam Ein Kasev, Itzrech Lamichtav Kikach Ish. We need both of these pasuk. Because let's say the Torah would have only written Kikach, we would have known Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron. So Ika Tarachmana Kikach So hava amina kiddushin, the yahiv la baal dida. We would have been left with the same problem we had yesterday. If a man gives this nara money, and now she's mitkadeshet, so then she gets to keep that money. This is the whole point that yesterday we learned out, that the father is zoich in the money. Therefore, katarachman av yatzachinam. On the other hand, katarachman av yatzachinam, so hava amina, hefe de yahava ihi v'dide, v'kidashto, havi kiddush. What do we learn out from the fact that ein kesev b'yitzia zo, avayesh kesev b'yitzia acher? What do we learn out? That the nature of the yitzia is defined by money. But whose kinyan is now the money to make? Is it the man or is it the woman? You don't know. In other words, I understand that from the pasuk yesh kesef ladon acher. Obviously, I couldn't learn out that a woman can give money to a husband and say, with this money, I'm mekadesh. For two reasons. First of all, the case of a yatzach hinam ein kasef would only have taught us that the woman would have to give money to her father. I mean, she's going to give money to her father, and now she'll say to the man, well, with the money that I give to my father, that's crazy. So that for sure couldn't work. But furthermore, it couldn't be possible because what would it mean? Hareat mekudeshet li means, remember, the Gemara said, the very language means, you are asura kule amike hegdesh. As Tosfos explains, li yotli. How can a woman say that to a man? He doesn't become asura to any other woman. He's still allowed to have other women. So therefore, it's absurd for her to say, I am mekadesh you. That is not what the Gemara is referring to. So what then is the Gemara referring to? So Tosfos explains, what we're talking about is, a Baal would be able, a potential Baal, would be able to give money to a father, at which point she could say, Hare ani mitkadeshet lecha. So in other words, in terms of the creation of the kinyan, we note that to effectuate the kinyan, we need this transference of cash. Cash has to go to the father to release her and so on. Okay, he pays that money. Baal pays that money, otherwise he has nothing to do with it. But now, who is the one that actually creates that kinyan? She can create the kinyan, why not? In the same way he can say, you are mekudeshet to me, she can say, I am mekudeshet to you. So then she's creating the kedushin with his cash. There's nothing inherent in that pasuk that there needs to be a transference of value that says who it is that is the maker of the kinyan. So who is the proactive partner in the kinyan and who is the reactive partner? He says, king. Very good. I do. That's good enough. So it still wouldn't be enough. I mean, that itself needs to be based on the Derech Eretz. I mean, where does the Tana know it from? He knows it from here. Talmud Lomar, therefore, we need Kikach Ish. Who's doing the Kikach? The Ish is doing the Kikach. So Scott points out, that's what Rav Shimon was talking about before. That's Moshe Lomar Dover Deimer. You have a Baal Aved, who's going to be Chozer Al Aved Asay. But whatever the reason is, I mean, that's an insight into the development of Kedushin and the biological roots of Kedushin and so on. But ultimately, it has to come down to the limud of Kikach Kikach Mishtei Ephron. So I need to have that. On the other hand, let's say only had. That's what we know that we would say. So Talmud Lomar Ki Yikach Ish. Where am I? Vikaj Rachman of Yatzachinam, Avamina Hecha de Yoeva Ihi Lididei Vekidashto. So neither of these is exactly accurate. It's not that she gives him that. Because who would be the one that she gives them? Only learning out the father. Nor is literally Vekidashto saying, Areyata Mekudashli. But rather, Areyani Mekudashet Lecha. So Havi Kedusha, therefore, Kat Rachman of Ki Yikach Velo Ki Tikach or Ti Lakach. But rather, he is the one that has to do the actual kinyan.
But
Here we're just bringing that case where there is another Adain besides herself. And let's talk about the Naira.
That's fine, money, but if you give it to the wife, how much money is in your shoes?
So that's what you started with, and I just told you that that's not the case. A woman maintains complete control over all of her funds, all of her bank accounts, all of her income, other than for her takona, that if she wants to have them as own notes, so then the things that she's bringing in, either is Nefsei Melug, and if it's own bars, which of course doesn't include this. That's all boys of the Kiddush. Okay.
So, in general terms, not the Naira, but if I'm a woman, it would be that is the question. That she could give us in. I
mean, yes, we learn out for every woman from here.
Right, and therefore, how about would make sense for anyone after an arrow?
No, because anyway, the one that is being nana from the kesef is the one who ends up being nikneh. That's the point. In other words, the transference of value is to the woman's side, either through the das and or the yad of the father. Or through herself, but it certainly wouldn't make sense to create a kedushin by her buying him, because I can't be makadosh him anyway. Okay, then this is how Tosfos learns. I'm not saying that there's no alternative that we would abstract the idea into an actual giving over of kedushin, but this is certainly it doesn't mean that. Okay. Right. I mean, that it just takes for granted. So it doesn't mean, Yoba to the day is lobbed off. Yeah. But yeah, no, I understand. I understand what the direction that you want to take. Right? That's right. Okay. From the next word in the pasuk, Yikach Ishisha Uvala. Malamet Sheniknat Rivia. So since it says Uvala, I now know that it's also a possibility to be Kena Bevia. Of course, the question is, why isn't Ki Yikach itself a lashon of, we find Ki Yikach all the time, being Bia? Ish Ki Yikach et Achoto certainly doesn't mean Mekuchen. I could have explained right away, Ki Yikach would itself mean Bia. Okay, so Tosfos says, because if there's an alternative, then we don't say that the simple meaning of Ki Yikach is to take sexually. It would be to take with a kinyan. But if, in those cases of Arayas, then obviously that's what it's talking about. All right, so since over here we have Uba'ala, so comes along to teach me that Uba'ala is a type of Likuchin. And so now we know she's Mekadesh as Bevia. Why do we need a Pasik? Valodinu. Umayivama. She'ein niknet bekesem. Niknet bevia. We have the same understanding, but now we don't have to come on to the Amayivriya. If now we have a Yivama who doesn't have Kinyone Kesem, does have kinyan eviyah. Tzuzusa niknet mekesef, ein odin sheniknet meviyah. So for sure, if we're talking about marriage, I mean, what makes most sense as a kinyan of marriage is dafke intercourse. I mean, that's what marriage is about. Money, what does money have to do with marriage? You could tie it well. You soon find out that's really what it's about. But all right. But up front, I mean, it sure looks like there were other issues, right? So now, I should be able to make a kal v'chomer. That's a kal v'chomer shediknet meviyah. Well, that's not true. And Amma Ivriya is exactly this case. Amma Ivriya tochiyach. You can buy an Amma Ivriya for money, but you can't buy her with beer. That's ridiculous. That's like saying you can't buy a field by being Baal, the owner of the field. Why would I think, what does one have to do with the other? An Amma Ivriya has nothing to do with Ishut. I mean, why should I be able to buy an Amma Ivriya with beer? Nobody suggests that it's a general Kenyan is beer. But ain't kinyan ala shum ishut, mashen kin tomar bezod, the whole function of the marriage is kinyan ala shum ishut. So if we find another kinyan ala shum ishut, which is yibam, it can only be done by via. And over here you can even broaden it, it can be done by kesef. So gosh, can it be done by via? Therefore, we need the pasuk of Ubala. What do you mean, therefore? You just said you don't need the pasuk. Lama likra, you know, I thought we just proved it without the pasuk. You're doing this again. Amar Vash, that's right, we're doing it again. With the Tana wants you to figure out what it is that you're not thinking of. So he goes through all of these things, which is the first things that crossed your mind. He says, but you have to think about it more fundamentally. The whole thing was absurd. Because mehecha kamaititala. What are you going to bring it from the case of Yavama? Well, obviously, Yavama starts with a context of marriage. So if you sleep with a Yavama in the context of the Torah's defined context, she starts off as Kukali Yavama. So you go ahead now and you sleep with her. You're saying, I'm now concluding what it was that was started. It was started out by me. It was started by your original husband. The Torah is now being Zokeket you to me. Mashenke, you're going to say, I'm going to sleep with a woman. What does that have to do with marriage? I mean, first you need the context in which sleeping with a woman is marital act and not simply an act of znut. So how would I know that you're going to say that this itself should define the marriage? I mean, it's the whole point of a kiddushin, is to create the context in which bia is acceptable. But go ahead, the truth is, when you read the Mishnah, it sounds rather startling. What? You sleep with the woman in order that she should be your wife? I mean, Adarav, isn't that the whole point of marriage? You're first sanctifying the relationship, and then you're able to sleep with her. What does it mean? You're going to sleep with her? That will make you my wife. So we might as well forget about the marriage in the first place. Just get straight to business. So you see that Eirafinami, we ourselves took into consideration this year. So Mamela, the whole question in the first place was absurd. Because Mali of Amash Ken Zukuka Viomedet. Tomar Bezosha Ain Zukuka Viomedet. Talmud Lamar Uvala. So the truth is that the Pasuk by saying Uvala is opening up an entirely new interpretation of the nature of the contextuality of marriage. That the intent and understanding at the time of Bia is sufficient. It's totally different. I mean, can you imagine in the Christian church being able to be Mekadesh and Isha with Bia? I mean, it's a mamish insane. What do you mean? Where has God blessed this union? Where, first we need the union and the acceptance and so on. And then, now you may kiss the bride. You know, let's say, okay, kiss the bride. Thank you. Now you're married. They would throw you out of church. So the din over here of Bia is a fantastic Kiddush which redefines the whole nature of Kiddush. You see? It's a pella, so it's not just an extra word in a pasuk. It completely now shifts your sense of what we're attempting to achieve with the nature of kiddush. Tamud lomar uvala. Uminayin sha'af pishtar. So how do we know? Okay, so we have kesef via habat shtar. Uminayin sha'af pishtar. Well, I mean, bedino, isn't it? Ma kesef she'in motzi machnis. Look, you cannot be magarish a woman by giving her money, but you can be magarish a woman by giving her a piece of paper. That's a zareyat muteret l'chol adam. So if the kesef, which is not powerful enough to undo the kinyan, nonetheless is sufficient to create the kinyan, it's machnis. The shtar shemotzi, eno din shemachnis. So the contract now, I mean, if I see the whole relationship is defined by the contractual definition, so then the contractual definition up front is certainly the most powerful way of me to take on an isha, because I can even define the end of the relationship in only one way, contractually. So then, Koshkin, I can define the entry into the relationship in that way. Makes perfectly good sense. Equivalent to the Amma Ivriya we said before. She could buy herself back with Kesef. She should be able to create the king with Kesef. Here too. That means the Kesef defines. So over here the Shtar defines.
What does the Shtar say?
It says, Areyat Mekudeshet Li B'Shtar Zeh. And the other Shtar says, Areyat Muteret L'Chol Adam. And I'm throwing you out of my house. So then that Shtar, that means everything is defined by the way it looks over here. I just think this might be my driver. Hello? Ken, Oved? Ken, Ani Be'emtza Shiur Ani Atafin Lecha Odmat. Say there? Sorry. Okay. So now, the Gemara says, I have a very clear understanding of why Shtar is a perfect Kiddush. Says the Gemara, well, not necessarily true. Because Mala Kesef Shkein Podin Bo Hegder, Shumaser Sheni. I mean, if you're coming now to tell me Kesef, Kesef is a very, very broad kinyan that achieves all kinds of things that you could never use a shtar for. You can go ahead and be paid a Hegdash or Maaser Sheni. Ain't Podin Bo Hegder, Shumaser Sheni with a shtar. Tomar B'shtar Shein Podin Bo Hegder, Shumaser Sheni. Because it says, V'natana Kesef V'kam Lo. When it talks about opinion of Hegdash, to redeem something of Kodesh, it says, and he hands over the money, and then it's his. And when it comes to Maaser Sheni, it says, V'tsarta Kesef B'yatcha. You have to take the cash, put it in your hands. It's all a matter of cash. You're not going to be able to write out an IOU or a shtar of some kind in which you hereby free this from the rishus of Maaser, and now you promise to go ahead at the Yerushalayim and buy something. That's not going to help you. So therefore, since Kesef is a broader kinyan, how do you know that shtar will help? Omar, cross, so the bottom line is the end of the story with which we start, and then Vohim Lotim Sachin Navigatava Sevakritut, etc., etc., Viyatzava Itali Shacher. Aho! That Viyatzava Haita, that's been with us for a very long time, and we've learned out innumerable things from Viyatzava Haita. Makisha Vayala Yetziah, the Torah is essentially comparing the din of Havayah, which is the creation of the state of Kedusha, to the Yetziah, to the exit from the state of Kedusha, meaning to Gerusha. Just like a Yetziah is accomplished with a shtar that says, Areyat Muteret Ochol Adam, so Af Havayah, so too is the Kedusha created by a shtar that says essentially, Areyat Asura Ochol Adam, which is Areyat Mekudeshet, which means Asura Ochol Adam Ke'agash Liot Li. And now it's the exact opposite, a mirror image of the shtar that's Motzi, is the shtar that's Machlis, and Akol Beseder. Says the Gemara, what do you mean Akol Beseder? Akol is not Beseder, because what you're telling me is that Yetziah and Havaya are now looked at as equivalents, so now why not use money to effectuate the divorce? It certainly oils the wheels, it might as well just go ahead and finish the wheels, right? So why don't we say the same thing and tell us, Akishnam Yitzia la Havaya, let's learn out Gerishin from Kedusha. Now that we know that Havaya is Bekesef from Kiyikachi Shisha, so Af Yitzia Bekesef, he doesn't only accomplish Gerishin by handing over a piece of paper that says, Areyat Muteret L'chol Adam, he can hand over pieces of paper that say, God we trust and I would achieve also the same end. Omar Abaye. You can't do that. Well, I mean, it's prima facie silly. Yomru Kesef Machnis Kesef Motzi. Sanegor Yaseh Kategor. Understand? If the idea of the Kesef is that a woman is being given value in exchange for which she is willing to enter this relationship with you. So, I mean, does it make sense that giving her value is the way to end a relationship that is created with value? I mean, either value is something that attracts her, or value is something that distances her. I mean, how can it be the same thing? The sanegar, the thing which stands here in favor of the relationship, now becomes the very agent of the dissolving the relationship. It's crazy. I mean, it's just irrational. You could say the same thing about a shtar. I mean, the shtar says, Areyat Mekudeshetli, Asur HaKuliyama, and then you take the same piece of paper, and you write Areyat Muteret L'chol Adam, and now it works in the other direction. So you're Yalki Shtar Nami. You could say, what? The shtar creates a get. By definition, that's the given, the shtar motzi. So we could use the same shtar to be machnis. I mean, so that would be a case of a kategor becoming a sanegor, not a sanegor becoming a kategor. But it's the same nonsense, isn't it? No, come on. I mean, what? A shtar isn't the piece of paper, for God's sake. A shtar is what's written in the piece of paper. So, mele dai shtar, look at a mele dai shtar. Look at them, they're opposite messages. Obviously, if you can buy a field with a shtar, you can sell a field with a shtar. What's one have to do with the other? So, you say the same thing. Hai kasper l'chud, hai kasper l'chud. I mean, the kesef doesn't do anything. I give money to a woman. She becomes my wife. I give money to a woman. I say, I read the kodeshet li v'kesef zeh. That Moshe Yisrael. So if I take the money and I hand it over to the woman, I say, Areyat Muteret L'chol Adam U'mitgareshet Mimeni Kedat Moshe Yisrael. We write in the get, essentially, with this money. So it's same thing. It's contextually different money. Why? So then, why are you worried about this Sanhedrin and Yasek HaTegar? You're telling me you're not worried about a Bashtar? Fine, but the Tiva Miachadru. You can shout all you want about the contextual difference that your words create, but the instrument's the same instrument. It has exactly the same shape. It says the same thing. It's got the same picture and the same in God we trust. So did you trust him when you get married? You trust him when you're getting divorced. Therefore, it makes no sense to utilize the same kesef. Mashenking the shtar in the instrument itself. There's no comparison. I mean, why? What do I care about the matrix on which the words are embedded? But the medium is the words that are written in the shtar. By kesef, the medium is the kesef, and I see no difference in the medium. So therefore, tiva miachadu, the actual coinage, is precisely the same. Rava says, you don't have to come on to any of this. It doesn't even begin. I cannot make the hekesh of Havaya to Yetzia backwards and say, let me learn out Yetzia from Havaya, because the Torah goes out of its way to write, Omakra Vikatavla. This additional and unnecessarily giving over the Sefer Kritut, obviously it had to be written. So the Ketiva, the Torah is telling me, for the drasha of Beket Davka with this Ketiva, she's Mitgareshet, and she is not Mitgareshet Bekesef. Well, maybe it means Biktiva Mitgareshet Vehemitkadeshet Biktiva. I mean, you've got over here something that's telling you that marriage and divorce are basically the same thing. And then you've got something else that's saying, but divorce is unique. Okay, fine. So now you're telling me, but divorce is unique, and therefore you can't use money for divorce. On the contrary, divorce is unique, and therefore you can't use a contract for marriage. I mean, it's exactly the same deal. How do you know to say divorce is unique only insofar as you can't use money for divorce, but it's not unique in that it can learn out from divorce, you can use contracts for marriage. If you're back, I mean, if you want to make the same deal that you made before about how logical it is, and so that's what we already said. You came to say we don't need that. You came to say the Torah is telling me. So how do you know to read it in that direction? Why don't you learn, says the Gemara of Ema, b'ktiva mitgaresha. You can get divorced with writing in a contract, which is called a get, but ena mitkadeshes b'ktiva, but you cannot get married by writing out a star of kedushin. Well, that's ridiculous. You can't say that. It says v'yatzavai tam. Excuse me? I mean, you know what the problem is. Umara ita. What are you throwing that at me here? You could have thrown that at me there. I mean, so Umara ita. How do you know to use the similarity to teach me that the shtar works for Kedushin and the dissimilarity to teach me that Kesef doesn't work for Gerushin? Do it the other way around. Use the similarity to teach me that Kesef works for Gerushin and the dissimilarity to tell me that shtar won't work for Kedushin. Same reasonable thing, no? And if you're going to come back again and say, well, we have that svara about the tiva, the mili, oh, okay, so then you don't need the whole deal. Then we know that Kategor Yasa Sunday, we know all of that. So Mara Ita, no, I know it contextually, you see. Because what are we talking about in this verse? Are we talking about marriage or are we talking about divorce? We're talking about Gerushin. V'katavla Sefer Kritut. Okay. So V'katavla Sefer Kritut is trying to tell me this is the only way to achieve that divorce. Thank you. So what does that say to you? You cannot achieve a divorce by paying money. Does it make sense to say this is the only way to achieve a divorce, but you couldn't achieve a marriage this way? We're talking about divorce. What are you changing the topic for? We don't want to talk about marriage. So obviously, contextually, if you're koi begerishin, you're in the middle of a sugi of gerishin. So what are you going to do? You're going to be mamayat. This is the only way to do what? Mamayat begerishin. You're going to teach me dinim about gerishin. You're not going to talk to me. This is the only way to do a gerishin, but you couldn't do the same thing for kedushin. Does that make sense? Mamayat begerishin. So obviously, it shouts out to you what it means. You don't have to make any kind of rational explanations why this makes more sense. It doesn't make more sense. This is what the pasuk is saying. Says the Gemara, well, what about according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi Aglili uses the pasuk of the V'katavla Laikra L'drosha Achrina. So according to him, this is like we needed it in Gittin for his drushas. He doesn't have extra words to tell me the V'katavla. So how does he know that Eina Mitgareshet B'Kesef Minole? No, that he learns out from Sefer Kritut. The Sefer is correct, V'Ein Davar Acher Korta. Oh yeah, that's right. So what do we need the V'katavla with all the V'katavla? That's very clear. Only a Sefer is correct. So why don't the Rabbanan use that? Rabbanan Haikritut me Abdilai. No, they say, we know you say for Kritut teaches me that the get has to be absolute. It has to be a davar ha-koreit bein olaveina. And if there's any strings attached, not a good get. We just had the case at the end of Masechet Gittin. Kedetanya. Hareze gitech amanat shelo tishti yayin. Somebody gives a get on condition you don't drink wine. Or amanat shelo techila beit avich, you're not going to be able to visit your parents' home. So over there, if he says, ever, so then leolam, then he's got strings attached. He's always in control of her. So then ein ze kritut. If he says for the next 30 days, then it's not strings attached. It's like any other condition. Conditions are acceptable in Gittin. So there, if he says kosher shimo, hareze kritut. That I understand from the words, sefer kritut. I can't use sefer kritut. I need to learn it out from Vikatavla, Viktiva Mitgareshet. Ah, wait a minute, but certainly Rav Yosef Aglili agrees with that. We never found anybody who said that a get doesn't have to be Davra Koreit. So how does he use this Kritut now to tell me and not Kesef? We're back to where we started from, according to Rav Yosef Aglili. Well, Rav Yosef Aglili says, well, it could have said Vikatavla Sefer Koreit. He should write her a book which cuts her off. What do you mean, Sefer Kritut? So we korate kritut kanaf, because there's two different diyukim. Sefer korate would have taught me that. And we know the extra word also comes to tell me only sefer is korate. V'rabbanan, come on. Korate kritut lo mashmal. I don't think that would be a proper way of writing it anyway in the first place. Now, says the Gemara, let's get up to the two dots over here so I could leave you with as much of myself as possible. Chodam yichoda lo atya. What you've shown, we try to learn out each limud. What you've shown me is, I cannot learn out one kinyan from any other kinyan. Every time I try to learn out, well, if I know Kesef, I certainly know Bia. If I know Bia, I certainly know Kesef. I can learn out Shtar. Okay, I see I can't do that. But now that I have two, Why couldn't I learn the third from the two that are given? So tete chada mitarte. Okay, let's try. Go ahead. Pick a card. Hi, tete. Okay, which would you like to learn out from the other two? Which one you want to pick? Let's say the Torah should write now kesev and bia. And don't tell me the atzava is done. I don't know anything about shtar, okay? So lo liftov rachmana b'shtar, and let me learn out from kesev and from bia. That doesn't prove anything. Mala hanach shekin hanatan meruba. I mean, if you're talking about kesev and bia, you're talking about pleasure, either the pleasure of value or the pleasure of the intercourse. But that means that the woman is getting some enjoyment out of getting married. But you're going to reduce a marriage to just words? And you're going to write a shtar? That's not acceptable. So I can't find a common denominator between shtar and the other two. So forget that. Let's try another card. Okay, let's learn out bia now from the other two. Forget ubala. So lo nichtav rachmana bevia, betesi mehana. No. Come off it, man. I mean, kesef, shtar, you can buy anything with kesef and shtar. You can buy fields, you buy avodim. I mean, I understand this is a classic Kenyan. I sure never heard of intercourse being a classic Kenyan. That's even weird. So in the Mela, I'd never think of that in a million years. Okay, all right, fine. So let's say bia and shtar are given, and I want to figure out that you can use kesef. Certainly kesef is okay, right? So lo niftar b'chon of a kesef, v'tete me'anach. Ah, no, but you see, there's a big difference. Because malahanach sheken yeshran ba'al korcha. You have over here a case of ba'al korcha in Yibum. So bia can be kind of ba'al korcha, okay, and that means very powerful kinyan. And if you're talking about shtar, I mean, we have gerish, and we have the ability over here to be done ba'al korcha. The Torah says it's completely up to here. So it's motzi ba'al korcha. Things that can work ba'al korcha are obviously powerful enough to establish a kedusha, even though obviously the kedusha does require da'ata, but it means it's a much more powerful type of kinyan. Masha ein kein, when it comes to kesef, can you ever show me an example where kesef can be done ba'al korcha? So what do you mean? Of course. Kesef nami ba'al korcha. We have the Oma Ivriya, who can be sold by her father, that's very nice. But Be'ishut Mia Lo Ashkechan. We don't find marriage Bal Korcha. Now, this is very, very problematic. You remember, I forgot who asked me yesterday. I think maybe it was even the first day about Bal Korcha. Was it you, Ribmati? Since a father can sell, can accept Kedushin for his daughter, why isn't that called Bal Korcha right now? Who wrote it? Who raised it? Mr. Drazen. Right. So I answered him, what do you mean? That's not called Bal Korcha. The das of the father is the standing in for the woman, so it's only done, not Bal Korcha. So then if that's the case, that's true about the Mathira also. And not to mention that you told me Be'ishus be a lo ashkan. But, you know, on the contrary, Be'ishus is the classic case. Any father can be Makabo Kedushin. Bal Korcha, if you're calling the father's act Bal Korcha, so then it's Bal Korcha for Kedushin as well. Something is very strange over here. Either it doesn't work in one direction, it doesn't work in the other direction. Tosfos is very bothered by this. So Tosfos says like this, look, of course the das of the father is not called Bal Korcha. But if what we're talking about, you want to find the case of Ishut Bal Korcha, over there, what we would have would be a kinyan. First of all, is an obvious difference. And that is, a woman, if she did have that, it's not considered to be lechovata, to be makabel kedusha. It certainly is to have her go and work as a maid. So that we could look at as bal korcha vis-a-vis herself. Okay. But there's also another issue over here. If we have kesev ba'al korcha, says Rabbeinu Tam, very brilliant approach. Kesev ba'al korcha would mean kesev ba'al korcha, where it's even ba'al korcha of the father. Because that is possible. Because what we could have by an Amma Ivriya, the father sells his daughter with an understanding that she's going to be working for this guy, not that she's going to become a sex slave for this guy. And he comes along now and says, okay, well, now I bought her, so now I want to use the money that I bought her with as a kiss of Kedushin. You don't like it? Too bad. I already paid for her. That's the halacha. So there the father is screaming bloody murder. That wasn't the deal. The Torah says he could be miyayeder for himself, for his son. Says, well, what do I understand? You got a problem? Well, we had a gentleman's agreement. I'm not a gentleman. Fussy. So Bal Korcha is shayach indeed by Abba Ivriya. Who cares? The sale is a sale. The Torah gives him the right to be miyayit. If he had made a tznai, it would be something else. It would be mavata the sale. But if he didn't make a tznai, so then it's fine. It was an understanding. I thought. You thought. Thinking doesn't help too much. So Mamelon, we do have a case of Bal Korcha when it comes to Gaza. Masha'in Kain, the equivalent case of the Avs Kabbalah's Kedushin, is directly with the father's das, and that is Aine Bimkeima. That's a very, very brilliant explanation. Okay. Just in time with that. Of course, we'll have to make more space for our cousin.
It's open for Sukkot, so it's going to be Sukkot's Richie first day. Yeah? First day, Shira will be at Richie's house. You want it on Yom Tov or Matzah Yom Tov? Those who would like to have the Shira.
Gufa. V'yatza chinam el yimei bagrut en kasev el yimei narut v'lichta v'achmona narut v'lo boi bagrut omer rabba bazev el yimei dazeh exactly da abinit avi atoshu v'sachir. Tanya, Toshav zekanui kinyan olam sachir zekanui kinyan shanim. So why not yeamer Toshav v'lo yeamer sachir? And I'm intelligent enough to know myself that konokin in olam eno ochel, certainly konokin yichonim lokoshike, because ilukena itiomer toshav is an actual konokin yichonim, but maybe konokin in olam would be ochel. Bas achir v'li meda toshav, sh'af apish konokin in olam, nonetheless eno ochel. Amalei Abaya, come on, midami hatam trei gufininu. So even if the Torah said beferish toshav nirtza lo yochal, v'horakatav idach, you wouldn't have been bothered because Avisochem Miltadati Bekavachomer, U Miltadati Bekavachomer Torah Vakatav Lakra, Mashen Ken Hacha Chad Gufa Giver Kinafka Labinarut. What the heck is she doing there as a Bogeret? So Bogeret, my boy Gabe, Elam Rabbi Elonitzcha, the beggar, the island. What do you mean we would have thought? That only a woman, the matisi mani narod, have zvina zvina. But the law at Yisimanei Narat law havis vina zvina. Kamash balan v'yatza chinam. That there is such a thing as the mechira of an islandess as a oma. Ulamar baravashi the omar v'lavka v'chomruhu. I thought that was the whole presumption upon which our discussion was proceeding. Then milta de'at v'ka v'chomru torah v'katav lakra. True. But hanim ilechad leka l'shinuya. Echad ikal l'shinuya m'shanina. V'tana maite l'miach. The tanya. Kikach ishi shova Allah, vayayim latib tzachin beinav, kimatza baravatav, etc., 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 all the way through vayatzami beitov agavai talishacher. So, ein kikha, elo bekesev, vechenu amar natati kesev, asada kach mimeni, valodinu. Uma ama ivriya she ena niknet bivya, niknet bekesev, zor she niknet bivya, eno din she tikane bekesev. Well, no, Yevama tochech sheniknet bivya veniknet bekesev. That's because Yevama eniknet bishtar. Tomar bezor sheniknet bishtar. Talmud lomar ki kachish. What do you mean Talmud lomar? Lamali kro atyala. Om Ravashi bishom deikel amemar miikar da din apircha. Meecha kamaitita la mi ama ivriya. Ma la ama ivriya sheken yotza bekesev. Tomar bezor sheno yotza bekesev. Talmud lomar ki kachish. Shh, rabosai, maze. V'itzrich l'michta v'yatza chinam v'itzrich l'michta v'kikach ish. Dikadorcham l'kikach. Have a mina kedusha de'av la'bal belong to her. Didah. V'ikadorcham l'v'yatza chinam. Ikadorcham l'v'yatza chinam. Have a mina echad de'av la'iyah l'didei v'kidashto. Zavik kedusha. Katav rachman l'kikach v'lo kitikach. Uva'alam alam sh'niknet b'viya v'lo dinu. Umayi v'avah sh'in niknet b'kesef niknet b'viya. So she nicknamed Pekesev. Ain't no thing she nicknamed Bivya. Ama Ivriya Tochiach. She nicknamed Pekesev. Ve'ain't nicknamed Bivya. Malo Ama Ivriya. She ain't Kinyanela Shumishut. Tomar Bezo. She Kinyanela Shumishut. Talmud Lomar Uvala. Loma Likra. Atyala. Om Revash Bishum Dikala Meme Mekarta Dina Pircha. Me'echa Ka Maitita La Mi'evama. Mali Evama Shken Zekuka Vomeda. Tomar Bezo Shen Zekuka Vomeda. Talmud Lomar. A whole brand new Chiddush of Kinyonim. That define ishut ubaala. Uminayin she'af bishtar v'dinu. Umakezev she'in motzi maknis. Shtar she'motzi en odin she'maknis. Umalekezev she'in bonim ba'ekdesh she'bayse she'ini. Tomar bishtar she'in bodim ba'ekdesh she'bayse she'ini. Dechtiv natan ha'kesev v'kamlo. Or v'tzarar ha'kesev v'yadov. Therefore amar krav yatza v'hayta. Makish havaya li'yetzia. Ma yetzia bishtar. Av havaya nami bishtar. So why can't we do the opposite? Akisham yetzia l'havaya. Mahabaya v'kesev, afisya v'kesev. Om Rabbayo, it's absurd. Yom v'kesev b'achlis kesev motzi. Sanegar yaseh kategor. So you could have said the same thing about shtar. Yoch shtar nami, yom ru shtar motzi, shtar machnis. Kategor yaseh sanegar. Yeah, but it's a totally different thing. Mili da'ai shtar l'chud, u mili da'ai shtar l'chud. So, hokanami high kasper l'chud in one context, very mukudeshedly, and high kasper l'chud in arayet muter l'chol adam. Yes, but the diva of the cash is miyachadu. Rava amar krave katavla b'ktiva mitgareshet ve'ina mitgareshet b'kesef. Well, why not just say the other way? B'ktiva mitgareshet ve'in mitgadeshet b'ktiva. What do you mean? It says ve'yatzava ita b'akishitzia. So mara ita? Obviously, mistavra koi begereshin mamayit gereshin. What are you saying? Koi begereshin mamayit kedushin? That's silly. Ulurv Yosef Aglida, the Africa Lycor of Roshach Rina. How does he know Shana Midgarasha Bekesa bin Ale? Omar Kras, Sefer Kritut, Sefer Korta, Vindavaracher Korta. V'rabbanan hakra to agree to my abdilai. What do you mean? That's a famous drasha. Davar akoreit bein olaveina kiretanya. Rizikitecham natshalot ishtayayim natshaltechile veitaviv. So if he says that lo olam, so then ain't zekritut. If he says koshol shemyon, are zekritut. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, mikoreit kritut kanaftalei. Rabbanan koreit kritut lo mashmos. That's what it all boils down to. So chodem ichoda lo atya, but tete chodem itarte, okay? Pick a card. So hi tete. Lo lichto rachamana bishtar, v'tete mahanach. No comparison. Malach shken hana tan meruba. Shtar is all business. Lo nechtav rachmana bevia tete miharach. Malach shken kidina meruba. Buy anything with kesev and shtar. Lo nechtav rachmana bekesev v'tete miharach. Malach shken yeshnan ba'al korcha. Ah, you'll say kesev nami ba'al korcha ba'oma ivriya, perhaps referring to yud of an oma ivriya ba'al korcha of both the av and the bat. But be'ishut directly lo ashkechan. That there should be Baal Korcha.